If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once again, from 1972, your song of the day, Garden Party by Ricky Nelson and the Stone Canyon Band. 464-5685, 1 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
If I make it into heaven, which I think I got a shot.
You got a shot.
Yeah. That
You're
song,
definitely in the conversation.
Yeah, I'm in the conversation. That song will be playing in my head.
That's the intro song for you?
Yeah.
That's your walk-up song?
Yeah, I love... The song has always freaked me out how good it is. I've never, ever even considered turning it off. I'll stop what I'm doing to listen to that song. It's a gorgeous song. It's an incredible song.
It also falls right into headset song. It's just different listening to it again. I've never listened to it once on a headset.
There wow. you go. Wow. They worked that slide guitar in there.
That was late. Good at the very end, yeah.
Yeah, the song has no holes in it. It's
No flaws.
I don't know. You do this thing where it's one of my all-time top 10, which I guarantee you guys are the same. Everybody's the same. Your top 10 fluctuates.
It does.
That song, would be in my every top 10. I just don't know where it would
of
be
yours.
Situated. Oh, yeah. I don't know where it'd be situated, but it'd be in it. So I'm going to give it a 9.87426. Close to a 10. I can't give it a 10.
Is Bill going that high on that one?
9.8884.
Whoa.
I want to hug
Whoa.
You. I'm not going to.
It was remarkable.
Wow.
I knew Bill would like it. I didn't know he'd like it that much.
You guys are nearly 10s there. Yeah. 9.8 plus.
It's.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It stops time.
It stops time.
It is a good
time.
Song.
It stops time.
Yeah.
You just stop and pause. It's a stop and pause song. It's just like, hang on a second. Just take a time out.
That song is smooth. It's a smooth
song.
It's
a really good way to put it.
Just give me a second.
Just give me a second.
If you're in a conversation, I'll get right back to you.
Give me 3 minutes here.
Just give me 3 minutes. I'm going to get back to this.
It's a really good point.
Also, it's not a song I play a lot.
No.
And it seems to always hit you at the right time. It's like, it's almost like
someone. You're nailing this, by the way.
Someone from above's like, they need to hear this. And you just, like today, I needed this.
Ben, right now.
Yeah.
Ben, right now, Bill is on a serious roll. That's a great way to put it. When I hear that song, it's, stop what I'm doing. Sorry. I'm not going to need.
Yeah. Give me 3 minutes.
And it probably came from above. I mean,
It was a sign.
Yeah.
We got to guess Ben's score over here. Is Ben going 9-8?
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Dude, I don't think Ben will appreciate this at the level of it was. Ben, do you know where the garden party was?
I do.
Jake, do you know?
I don't think so.
God, Bill knows this song. Madison Square Garden.
Okay, that makes
That's
sense.
The garden that party. Yes, it went to a garden party.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was a rough time, though.
Yeah, it's rough times.
Yeah.
Incredible. All right. I guess like a five.
Ben, 6-2.
Okay.
7-1.
7-1.
Hits it. You appreciated it.
Thank you.
Ben, you appreciated that song.
Ben, do me a favor later on. Put your headphones in and just listen to the entire song.
Might be a 9 at that point.
Now, does that encourage you about Ben, that his age, someone his age would appreciate that song?
Who's Mr. Hughes?
I don't know that.
What's that?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's Howard Hughes.
I think you're right. I think you're probably right.
In his disguise.
Interesting. Yes. Oh, interesting. Yeah. See, now there is a really interesting story to that song that I used to know, and I don't know it anymore. But Jake, if you would look it up, there's a very interesting story. It involves Ricky, obviously, kind of evolving as an artist to a place where he's not comfortable with. Yeah. Or he's comfortable with it, but nobody else is. I think that's what it was. It's a fascinating story.
Do you want some ratings from the people?
I'd love some.
Ratings from the people here. Song of the day.
This is going to get
on the text line. We got Guilt Nerd, you did not see yesterday in Guilt Nerd, still gives it a 9.1. Good score from Guilt Nerd.
Thank you. Guilt Nerd, looking for an Airbnb out there, if you get a chance.
Sandmaster and KC, 5.7. Triple H's dad says a 5. Jennifer, 7. Hubby, 7.5.
Okay. Yeah. Solid.
First time maybe ever where a hubby's score is higher than Jennifer's.
Ooh, never noticed that.
She's always a little bit higher than him, but not today.
I wonder if there's a shift in power there.
Bill in Bennett, 5.75. Mike in Dalton, 8.4. Bird Mountain says 10. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado says 5. Jake and Hickman says Snooze Fest, 2.9.
Oh, boy.
The Bandit, awful, 0 out of 10.
Oh, boy, Bandit, come on.
Matt Hopp says a jolly sing-along, 9. Ryan in California says 1.8. Who in Columbus?
Bird!
5.
Nice job. That's a 5 for Bird. Bird appreciate it.
That's like a 10 to people for Bird. Yeah. He's never above. He's at 3 or lower a lot.
I give you guys a 9.5 for that one. That was a good one.
Joe in Boulder, 7.7. Made me smile, he says.
Yeah, that's that song.
Kyle in Hooper, 3.5. Scooter from Roca says, sounds like my buddy Paul Phillips, 7.45 on that one.
That'd be nice to hear Paul Phillips sing that.
I wonder how he'd do that one.
Oh, I bet he would crush
that one.
Went down to Sandy's. I wonder if he's playing tonight, Thursday.
You check it out.
Wednesday he would night. Do that one good.
Paul, if you're playing tonight at Sandy's, let us know.
Mike in Kansas, 9.2. Jimmy, 8.5. Jared from Orange, 7.2 on that one. Mississippi Mud Dog, 6.97. And Cornbread in Oklahoma, 0.2.
But that's a good name.
Cornbread is
a really good name.
Cornbread in Oklahoma.
Yes.
It's pretty solid.
I like
that's
picture.
Good.
Yeah, I like that picture.
Yeah, that's just, there are songs that hit people different, so that doesn't really bother me. No, it's just always been one of those songs for me.
You just nailed that one, by the way. Bill nailed the description.
The song of the day again, Garden Party by Ricky Nelson and the Stone Canyon Band from 1972.
Yeah, when I was a boy, I loved
9.8 plus for both of you guys today, so doing good stuff. Thank you, Ricky Nelson.
Good job. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome.
You've been really good. Jake's been really good.
Except for Firefall yesterday, gave it a 1.4.
Yeah, that was. Monday was really good.
This is called Redemption today.
Yes. That was huge redemption.
Yes, thank you.
Redeemed myself. Yeah. It's because Sonny Back helped me. Yes. He put me in
you guys were inspired.
He put me in the right
He did inspire me. I walked out of there a different person. I did. Well, I got an ice cream cone.
Yeah. For a while. Then you went back to the darkness.
Let's just be away from people.
Don't like people. All right, well, it's time for the mailbag. Here we go on Wednesday. The mailbag, of course, is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. What won't happen if you go to them, Bill?
I've been hacked.
You won't get hacked with Applied Connective. They're in all 93 counties in Nebraska. 99% retention rate. That's damn good, I would say. That's
I would
damn
think so. Good. Anytime, I don't know. Yeah.
Had to cuss in that one. That's damn good.
Yeah, yes.
Applied Connective. They have everything from managed IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Learn more at AppliedConnective.com or call them at 866-358-0109 for a free consultation today.
Physical security, will they take Sip out to the Elks Club in York?
They could.
They be the ones that take him out there like just to keep him
safe?
Whisk
me through.
Whisk me through.
Why wouldn't they?
That would be a great thing to have
physical
happen.
Physical security.
Physical security. Cameras on everything. Know what's going on. There's people doing some goofing around out there. You want to have it monitored.
God,
these guys are incredible. And yeah. Sonny's heading your way, heading to Boone County.
He is.
He's heading up there. Yeah,
better yeah. give him the yeah. grand yes. opening, grand welcome there.
Okay.
Okay. So mailbag.
Okay, go.
John in Southeast Lincoln says, gentlemen, a lot of different things there. With Major League Baseball teams looking to bring in more money, I've noticed that the teams have company logos on their uniforms. PGA golfers have company logos on their shirts. How long before we have college teams start doing that also on their uniforms?
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Probably within a year.
Yeah, Bill sent that.
Yeah,
screenshot of Tennessee.
I sent that. Yeah. Thank you.
How about that?
I wow. sent
my bad.
I sent yeah. Tennessee's screenshot.
Pilot. Yes. The truck stops are going to be part of their field, like, apparently.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they just put a pilot tag on?
They
their
should.
Jersey?
At this point,
it would be with. It'll be within a year. Everything. The gloves are off. Everything's out.
Wouldn't
there.
Bother me.
No, wouldn't bother me.
As long as it's tastefully done.
Traditional is always something. The jersey, the field to me is much easier and less traditional than the jersey. That's my take.
Is 100.
But it's going to happen. You're not going to have someone come in and say, hey, by the way, Fly Connect will put for $10 million if we can just put our logo on your jersey. No, we're good.
No, it's sacred.
No, not when money's flying out. When you just signed a deal off to give up $22 million a year out of your own money, that's got to get recovered somehow. Has to happen.
Jake, I mean, are we going to get heat? Would you supply heat on this? I don't think the jersey is sacred anymore.
Not anymore. It used to be. It is not anymore.
I still see it as sacred.
Will Penn State do it?
It'll happen.
Will Notre Dame do it?
That would be...
That'd be probably one of the hardest.
That'd be big.
That'd be big for Notre Dame. I think it's going to happen. It'll happen everywhere.
Now, hold on. Now we've hit on something here. So Penn State or let's say Notre Dame wouldn't do it, but Nebraska would?
No, I would say Notre Dame because, like I said, I think there's something to do with just how they look at things like we will not join a conference. And it's like, we will not do this. They're very big into like, the
working. True. Okay, I'm going to give you another one, though.
They'd be kind of one. They'd be one of one in my mind.
One of one, are you sure? Would Bama do it?
I think everyone's in play. I don't think anyone's sitting on... I don't know if anyone's sitting on that kind of money.
Who was the last one? The last jersey that would be like, Notre Dame? By far?
I would think. Well, Stanford might be, just because Stanford's got like the largest endowment of anyone in the country. Yeah. Stanford has they have so much money that they could be like, if we want to, we don't have to do this.
Right.
Because we have an endowment that's ridiculous. So there's some, but I think right now everything will at least be discussed. There's no chance that someone walks in the door and says, I'm down for dismisses $30 million.
Yeah.
You can put my logo on your jersey. And they're like, well, yeah, we don't need it. We're not doing that.
We don't need that. Yeah.
Okay. Next, Michael in Hawaii says, aloha, it's back to school time. You enter the lunchroom with your lunch tray and see every Big Ten head football coach sitting at separate tables by themselves. Which one do you go sit next to?
What a question. That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
I know
question.
Where Bill's going.
Are you going
there?
To Google me, Bill?
Bill's going to Google me.
Are you going to Cignetti?
I'm going to Google me 100. I would say this real quick. I spent some time with the kitchen staff at Giltner High School yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. God, it was so much fun talking to them about the lunch program they have. And I asked them about the school pizza. I go, do you guys still do the school pizza? We do it handmade. And he said, the kids go wild. I'd love to get one of those giant pans of school pizza sometime, if it's ever possible, from Giltner. Get that delivered. But yes, I'm going to Google me. 100.
I'm going to the big man, Bielema.
That'd be
incredible. Yeah,
I'm going to the big man.
Why so? Yeah.
Always liked him. I've just always... felt I liked him. I would like him just what I know about him, what I've heard about him.
Like I said, I wouldn't say we're great friends, we're good friends. We
easy to talk to.
Easy to talk to. Great guy to talk to.
Yeah, I've always
you
said
would love sense. It. Yeah. You would love him. And like I said, and when's the last time you heard a quote from Bielema where you're like going, that was idiotic?
Never.
Never. He does.
Never.
He's pretty much in line. Yeah. He's very much old school. He's old school. Played at Iowa.
Pig farmer.
Kansas State, Wisconsin. I mean, he's very much old school in that fashion.
He was a pig farmer. He grew up on a pig farm in Illinois. It'd definitely be Bielema. I'm not going to pick
Rule. Would you push back if I said I want to go sit with James Franklin?
Yes. Why? I would push back.
That's an interesting
That'd be
fella.
The last one I'd
Why?
Sit
Oh,
by.
Come on.
No, it'd last, be the last one.
The last person?
Well, I'm
I don't
want
to talk
you.
To Brett Bielema.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be James Franklin would be last.
Dead last.
On the dead last on
Bielema
the list.
Might be last on my list, probably. Oh, Brett Bielema.
There's pushback.
Why
Franklin is obnoxious.
Why should I talk to Brett
Arrogant?
Bielema?
Arrogant? I don't think he's particularly interesting. I've never heard him where I'm like, oh, God, I like that guy. No, I wouldn't sit by Franklin.
Well,
Bill's got to be careful here. I know Bill's siding with me, but he can't say it.
Why are you talking for me? I said nothing.
I'm not. No, I would say Franklin be last.
Dead last. Like ahead of P.J. Fleck, where's he on your list?
Fleck would be a little higher than you think, just because he's interesting to me. Okay. Just
very interesting.
The whole thing is interesting to me. And you want to sit by somebody that you know you would engage you. And I think he would engage you in conversation.
He would.
Yeah. Franklin strikes me as the type of guy that wouldn't have... I don't have time for this writer.
Bielema would be so good.
Yeah. Be fun.
Yeah,
he'd be fun. Fun to talk to.
Okay. Wow, we have
that's a great question.
Different answers there. That's
it's really, yeah, you picked a really bad one. I'm not.
Listen,
I
don't know because Brett Bielema doesn't interest me at all. I'm not sitting at his table. You can
sit at
his table.
I don't believe that you mean that.
I saw him at Media
you
Days.
Would like
I saw him at Media Days. I talked to him for a brief second.
He wasn't wearing socks.
It weirded me out. I was weirded out.
by the scene.
He wasn't wearing socks.
It didn't look right on Bielema. He looks fine on you, Bill. It didn't look right.
Hey,
on
I'm Brett sorry. Bielema. I wasn't talking for you. Bill might want to sit by James Franklin and you and have pizza.
Okay,
pizza.
Last school question pizza. From Andy says, if this Amtrak trip goes well for Jake, would Bill and Sip be inclined to potentially take their own trip on an Amtrak sometime?
Nope.
What if I say it was like a life-changing experience?
Sip, well, I've heard, I've wanted to do
maybe
it.
Maybe by myself.
I want to do it. I really do. I want to do it. I've heard not great things.
I'll report back.
Yeah, I've heard some not great, especially if you're in like the sleeper car and how it all functions. So, but I just think it'd be great. It's just something about riding the rail. It would just be fun.
I think that'd wear off in about 20 minutes. then the nostalgia. Well,
you have
the
full report.
The stops would be the one. So do you know where the stops are between?
Well, it does stop in Holdridge, I know for sure.
It does.
There'll
maybe,
be other
maybe
ones.
Maybe in McCook, I would think.
There'll be some stops. There'll be some stops probably out in the middle of nowhere.
I don't know.
I couldn't imagine. Once again, just tells you why you want to live and how much we talk about Holdridge. And again, in one of my places.
Even Amtrak stop.
Imagine all of a sudden, like that. What are you doing? Well, I'm hopping the train quick. Where are you going? McCook.
Is it in Holdridge?
Yes, there's a stop in Holdridge.
Is that right?
For sure, because I thought about going there, but it gets there at 3 in the morning. What am I going to do at 3 in the morning for 4 hours?
Now we're
going
to have a send off for you, Jake.
Send off to go to
live band
to Denver.
Yes.
For an 8 hour trip.
Look like?
About 8 people.
Yeah. That's fine. Eight solid. Yep. That's a good send off. You don't want that many people. It gets out of hand. Yeah. That is the mailbag.
That's a good mailbag.
That's a great mailbag.
That's a great mailbag.
Apply Connective Technologies. Go to applyconnective.com for all your IT needs and don't get hacked.
That was one of the better questions we've ever got, the coach question. If they were sitting in the cafeteria.
Michael in Hawaii asked that
question. Yeah, we know Michael. Yeah. I met Michael.
In the cafeteria.
It's a great question. Who would you sit by? That's a great one.
Imagine standing there.
We almost threw a hand.
Imagine you with your plate and sitting there looking around. Where do I go?
Okay, I see Google me over there. Yeah. I see Bielema. Yeah. Not going to his table. It's James Franklin. I'm not going over there.
Google me. What's up, Google me? You could say that to him. What's up, Google me?
What's up? What's going on?
Yeah, that's what Ben would say.
Sup. To everybody. Hey, Ryan Day. Sup. When we come back, a viral clip from Matt Rhule from the Chasing 3 series. We'll get to that next in an early break on The Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.